So what are the future challenges for stabilization?
The future challenges in stabilization, from my perspective, is on two fronts. One is the design of binders that will allow much more in situ stabilization, or utilizing the material that isn't deemed to be suitable, so that you don't have to bring external products in. The other part of that is, and it sounds like a contradiction, is the greater utilization of co-products. There's some of the materials that may not be suitable for use in concrete, but may find their way into pavement structures and areas like that. From the binder side, I think it's a development of materials that will allow the design engineers to achieve the properties that they are desirous of. There is no panacea. You cannot just simply say Portland cement type binders are the best, and you cannot say that organic binders like bitumens and emulsions are the best. I think we have to start looking at, can we get the properties of each of those two different species into the one species? In other words, get a real tailored binder that gives the engineers the ability to design the pavement that they really want, with the confidence and the knowledge that they are going to get the results.
The basic techniques are pretty well laid down now. There's still some work probably needs to be done in terms of improving construction practices. It doesn't take a lot of poor construction practices to produce a poor product. It's very essential that you get the full density. It's essential that you get a good ride quality so you don't get dynamics on it. It's essential that you mix the binder into the pavement material, and it's absolutely essential that you cure it properly. So there's a number of areas there that can go wrong, and I think quality assurance is an area that's still evolving to my mind. It is a rather specialised technique, and there's quite a bit of expertise in building these things properly.
I think we'll see two vast improvements in the next 10 years. One is the delivery of the binder. There'll be better techniques in how we deliver it, whether it's a powder form, liquid form, or capsule for that matter, or some other form. We'll also see a better ability in the mixing process, how we can mix it quickly without causing disturbance to buildings or whatever, and compact the material.
With the increased traffic loadings today, what impact is that going to have on stabilisation?
As we get to these heavier vehicles being trafficked, we need a surface layer which can cope with those higher tyre pressures and repetitive loading. We're looking for materials such as asphalt or concrete that can support and sustain those heavy tyre loadings at the surface and also with depth. And in order to make those surface materials work well, they also have to be compacted. So we're looking at some base materials that are stiff themselves. And this is where stabilisation is a very good option, because it offers the surface materials the ability to compact on a better surface layer down below. So we're looking at stabilisation in that process. And then we're looking at even deeper. We want our subgrades to perform well over a 40-year period. And we're looking at modification or low form of stabilisation of the subgrade surface levels, so that we can make sure that they're not subjected to changes in moisture and swell, etc. So stabilisation, when we look at the heavy traffic spectrum, performs well in those lower layers so that it supports and gives strength to the upper layers.
So what's your worst nightmare as far as this subject's concerned?
Trucks consume pavements. Cars don't. We provide capacity for cars, but pavements are designed to carry truckloads, because one truck can do the damage of 10,000 cars, or one axle of a truck can do the damage of 10,000 cars. So we design for pavements, and when we look at the network on New South Wales roads, the average age of pavements is well over 20 years. Network development adds about 1 to 1.5% of new pavement per annum. And at the moment, we are recycling pavements on a statewide average of about 1.5%, 1.3% per annum, where we're targeting 3% plus, which gives you a cycle turnover about every 33 years. We're getting back to about recycling our pavements at the moment, renewing our pavements, getting close to one every 100 years on pavements, which probably on average have already exceeded their use-by date. And truck traffic is compounding at 6% per annum on those state networks in terms of the loading. So our worst nightmare is that we're slowly, bit by bit, we're falling behind. So we're out there trying to slow down our rate of deterioration by keeping our drainage and reselling up, And we're trying to use all the techniques we can to, when we reconstruct a pavement, make them as cost-effectively as cheap and give as long a life as possible. And that's the challenge. That's the challenge for the RTA, not just here, across the state. It's all increasing. The infrastructure is old. And we're trying to reconstruct our pavements. And so we've got to keep that network going and the load. That's the challenge.
This oral history project has recorded the significant roles played by local government, the RTA and the pavement contracting industry in developing pavement stabilisation in Australia and New Zealand. The RTA sought a capacity for deep lift stabilisation on the basis of mechanistic pavement design and funded 5 trials across New South Wales under its R&D program. These trials received the cooperation of industry, proved both capacity and cost advantages, encouraged industry to invest in new and more powerful equipment, and improved stabilisation procedures. That initiative has since resulted in many hundreds of kilometres of recycled highway pavements in New South Wales. It was a passage from research to practice in only 2 years, a rare occurrence in the infrastructure industry and a credit to all involved in that process. The opinions expressed in the oral history interviews were those of the individuals concerned and do not necessarily represent in whole or in part the position of the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority.